Some people put a lot of time into carving a jack-o'-lantern. But if you want to use one of Don Young's pumpkins, you might need a chainsaw and a lot of time. We'll take a look at his 1,600-pounder on today's edition of The American Countryside. Growing giant pumpkins takes a lot of work. Don Young of Des Moines says you have to make sure all of the plant's resources are going into growing one pumpkin on the vine.
You'll try to get what we call third vines. You'll pinch them off. You'll keep just the main vine and the side vines in a Christmas tree pattern as it grows, and then you'll want one pumpkin on the main vine at the end.
These giants receive attention, but that's what it takes in order to grow pumpkins over 1,600 pounds in weight.
I'll put 5-6 fans to keep the air flowing to the stem, shade tarps, constantly weeding, everything I can think of to do this.
All that care has resulted in the second largest pumpkin ever recorded. It's so big, he can't haul it in his pickup.
This pumpkin is 5.5 feet wide. Normally, big pumpkins, you know, in between the wheel wells, you can double pallet it and make it clear the wheel wells inside there, but it would not even fit in the box, period.
It's 197 inches around. That's over 16 feet, and the stem has a circumference of 2 feet. You can see a picture on our website at AmericanCountryside.com. There will hopefully be plenty of seeds as well.
They can be 300, 400, 500, 600, 700 seeds in one. Hopefully, I've never had them over 500 seeds. I really don't sell them. A lot of these seeds will go to other clubs all around the world.
Don doesn't grow the pumpkins to get rich. It's just his passion. And he enjoys sharing the seeds to raise funds for others to enjoy gardening as well. Traveling the countryside, I'm Andrew McCrae.